Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can also watch us on the TV side on NBC Sports Washington. We are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We'll talk to the head coach of the Washington Capitals, who beat the Pens last night in shootout. He will join us at 9 as we talk to Coach Peter Laviolette. But joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline, he took over as the head coach at George Washington this year, and they're off to their best A-10 start since 2014. He used to coach over at George Mason, followed Larrañaga over to Miami. It's head coach Chris Caputo.
Coach.
What's up, Coach?
What's up, guys? Been a long time.
Yeah, I know, man.
Guys, good to hear you guys.
Congratulations, yeah. By the way, to be an assistant basically for 20 years with Coach L. And then finally get your gig and finally get a shot here locally, man. That's awesome. How'd that feel when you were finally hired, though, over G-Dub?
Yeah, it was, it was great. Great to be back. My wife and I, love the area. I told people I went on spring break for 11 years in Miami, but it was time to come back. But it's, it was great. Obviously, we were having success at George Mason, but throughout that time, GW was having success. And then obviously, so you were aware of, what type of job it could be. And again, we missed you guys too. That's why we came back.
Hey, when you were coaching at George Mason, you started when you were 25 years old. You had a full head of hair, I'm guessing.
No.
You didn't.
Unfortunately, I was one of those guys. No, yeah. I had a little more hair, but my kids ask, I have an 8-year-old and a 3-year-old. My 8-year-old is constantly asking me, like, hey, are you okay with not having hair? Yeah. You all right with that? To make you feel sad?
Hey, Coach Caputo, I'm a bald guy, too. I started losing my hair, like, mid-20s, and I was just like, you know what? I got to shave it, man. I can't keep combing it over. I have to take the plunge like you have.
Or just wear hats. In Miami, there's a lot of guys that, get the... They go to a doctor and all of a sudden they have hair, but I thought, not that anybody's looking at me on TV, but 20 years being an assistant on the sideline, if I showed up with hair one day, that would be good,
Well, you're rocking it well. You're doing a great job, and you're doing a great job there. I'm just looking at some of the notes they gave you. I didn't know that they had projected G-Dub to finish 12th in the preseason. You guys currently third, so you guys are kicking ass. You got to be feeling great about where you are right now.
Yeah, we're doing all right. A good start to league play. I got a big one tomorrow at Fordham, who's playing pretty good. They've won 3 in a row. I will say, I think one of the best parts of this, we have won 2 road games at Loyola and at George Mason, but the Smith Center, the crowds have been really good. Like, our student section's been awesome. I think it gives you an idea of like what it could be like there. It's a cool building, mm-hmm. 5,000 seats, not too big, not too small. It's perfect size if you can get it going to create quite the atmosphere.
Well, Coach Caputo, at least you didn't take over during seismic changes in the college sports landscape,
right.
Like NFL, transfer portal. Like you have enough to worry about with like getting the program up and running where you want it to be, recruiting. You're busy enough, and now you got to deal with it with those two things that are on your plate. What's that been like incorporating that into your workload?
Yeah. I mean, I think you guys know. You know, GW wins the NIT in 2016. Mm-hmm. And has not, for all sorts of reasons that we know, like things have not been as good. And in that time, in any college basketball program, when you have success and then it drops off, it's a lot to get it back. But then to get it back at a time that is, to your point, the most changes in the history of college basketball landscape. Literally have happened like in the last 5 years, cost of attendance, the way you feed guys, NIL, facility upgrades at this level. It's just a different world. The transfer portal, immediate eligibility, all those things have made it quite interesting for anybody who gets a new job now. It's been good, but I think you also have to make it work for you, not against you. I mean, there's no sense in complaining about it. You just got to find a way to make it work for you.
Yeah, I mean, and some of your top players are transfers, been there at GW for a couple of years, yeah. But, James Bishop went to LSU, and I think Adams went to UConn, and you brought in Ricky Lindo from over there in College Park. And I was talking to Kenny Blakeney over at Howard, okay? And it just blows my mind. So before...
Because that's a former teammate of yours,
former
right?
teammate, yeah, he's head coach
at
Howard.
DeMatha, right?
Yep, yeah, good friend of mine. And... And you can speak to this, but when you were at Miami, let's just say 10 years ago, and you had four scholarships available, I mean, you're going out and looking for freshmen, right? High school seniors, and you're looking to give them scholarships. Now, let's just say you had four spots open. How many of those are you allowing for transfer kids versus high school seniors?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, you guys were with us at George Mason. Mm-hmm. In my time at George Mason, we didn't have one transfer, really. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, we had a couple of junior college guys, but Keith Holden, who was a good player there in the late 90s, 99, I think, he came from Campbell. Other than that, like Coach L, we didn't have any four-year transfers. At Miami, we went to two Sweet 16s and an Elite Eight. Three of the five starters on each of those teams were transfers. Mm. And it's not that you don't want high school players. I mean, we recruited high school players, guys that were McDonald's All-Americans, guys that were good players, some from this area. And we've got three really good high school players coming into GW next year. But the question becomes the age gap, right? Like if everyone's best players are 22 and 23 years old, it's hard to have all your best players at 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And if you factor in the COVID year, for the last 2 years, there's a lot of 24-year-olds in college basketball.
Yeah.
Guys that were able to get that year back. So I think it'll trend down a little bit in terms of the average age, but if everyone is transferring anyway, that's the other part of it. I think coaches would tell you, if you go down a path with a player in terms of their development, like, hey, we think you're going to be really good in 3 years, which that used to be the case, right? When guys got recruited, you'd say, hey, yeah, there's going to be some guys that are good right away, but we think it's going to take you a little bit of time, be in a weight room or what have you. In 3 years, you're going to be really good. We're going to invest all this time and effort into your development, and when you're a junior, you're a starter on a really good team. If them and their parents don't feel the same way,
right,
then you're going to invest time and resources into that player, and then they're gone.
Right.
And that's not a good way to run any business, right, is to invest your resources in somebody and then not reap the benefit of that.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to Coach Chris Caputo, head basketball coach at GW, third right now in the Atlantic 10. That's their best start since 2014. Their next home game is next Saturday, February 4th, against Duquesne. All right, if you have to look back all those years with Coach L, starting in 2005 at Mason all the way through Miami, and you had to pick one thing you learned the most from Coach L that you've transferred over to success, what do you think it is?
I would say trying to be pretty even keeled on the sideline. You know, he's pretty good at that. He's an intense guy. He's a great competitor. I like to think I am as well. But he does a great job of being like a calming presence on the sideline for the guys. You know, I think, you know, if you're out of control, it's hard to, you know, for those guys not to be out of control. So yeah, I would say that was one of the John Feinstein, I know he's coming on today. He was at practice yesterday, and we talked a little bit about that. He mentioned that. He said, "You got that from Coach L." I said, "Yeah, I try to model that. You know, can't do. You got to be your own guy." I think there's you know, sometimes guys try to be the guy that they worked for who was successful, and if that's not you, then your players will see through that. But you certainly got to take some things and use them.
Yeah.
One thing that always amazed me about Coach L was he also was a very balanced guy. Like, he would come on the show and talk about movies and stuff, whereas we've gotten to know some head coaches over the year that, like, you could ask them anything about pop culture or the news, and they are clueless. Are you able to find some balance?
Yeah, I mean, don't let Coach L fool you now. He's not the most balanced guy of all time. he does like movies, but there's a lot of other categories. He likes movies. He likes politics.
He also likes film.
He's a basketball guy, man. Like, he wakes up and he goes to bed thinking about basketball. It's hard. Like, I think it's hard to be successful, especially during the season, if you've got a lot of other interests, you know. I've got about, you know, people ask me all the time, do you watch, you know, this show or whatever? I'm like, I hate to tell you, like, but it's on the queue, but probably for July or something. You know?
You have no in-season guilty pleasures?
No, I got a weird one. I'm a JFK assassination guy, so I'll people know that. I think people know that. So my friends know that. So yeah, I try to stay up to date on that if I can. You know?
Nice. Is there any new material we should be watching? Is there anything new that's out?
Well, no, I think they're like, you know, there's these records that need to be released, and they're hoping Biden will release them, so I try to stay up on that as best I can.
All right, I like it.
So, Coach, you mentioned you got Fordham tomorrow on the road. They're 16-4.
Yeah.
Then you got LaSalle, and then you come back home next week. So, how are you feeling right now? You got about 10 or 11 games left. How you feeling right now about the team and how they're playing and health wise? How you guys doing?
Yeah, we're doing okay health wise. We've got like 8 healthy guys. You know, is a little unnerving at times, but that group, you know, I think coaches always feel like you want to have depth, but sometimes depth is hard because the hardest thing is to figure out like who plays what minutes. So I don't have that problem as a first year head coach. You kind of know exactly who you're going to play, and the minutes are pretty simple there. But no, we've been good, and I inherited a really good group. I did bring in Max Edwards. You mentioned the 3 transfers. We brought in a guy, Max Edwards, from Kansas State. He might be rookie of the year in the Atlantic 10, which is great for him and us. Next week when we play at home against Duquesne, we're also honoring the 93 Sweet 16 team. So that's Coach Jarvis's team, and you know, they a lot of familiar names on that team to people in the area. So that'll be cool. But no,
who they have? Remind us. Is that like Yinkadare?
Yinkadare, Shante Rogers, that crew. Yeah. So that was a fun team.
How the crowd's been? We got to get out to one of the games.
They've been great. I mean, like, the student section's been unbelievable. You know, as you guys know, GW is a cool campus. It's probably the best city campus in America, I think. And there's, you know, like, there's a lot of people that live you know, the Smith Center is not the easiest place to get to, I guess, if you're far, far out. Those are probably weekend games. But we've got so many people right in our community on campus, you know, not to mention in the district or Arlington and McLean, Bethesda, what have you. So it's 5,000 seats. We, you know, we've had games with 1,500 students. So it can be loud in there. You know, it can be a very, very good home court environment.
Yeah.
Well, save That's some great. Seats on the wood for the boys, and we'll be there.
Hey, what, no, you gotta come out. I mean, you know, 100%. I know it's a little further these days, but we'd love to have you.
All right,
That Duquesne game might target that one. 2 o'clock game next Saturday.
That's an easy one.
Might be a good one. All right, we'll be in touch.
Great, good catching up with you,
Coach. Hey, look, random one. You have Coach Lavalette coming on here. He is also a graduate of Westfield State University in Massachusetts. I think that's pretty random to have two Westfield State guys in D.C.
Wow, that is.
That's where you played college hoops, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I played college hoops there, and pretty funny.
All right, very cool.
I will have to bring that up.
We appreciate it. And by the way, if you have any extra gear laying around, just send it to the boys.
Yeah, send a box over. Hey,
one for sure. Two o'clock Saturday, we can have it put together pretty nicely for you when you show up.
All right, thank you,
make it happen.
Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, guys.
Good luck. We'll good luck tomorrow.
Chris Caputo. Yeah. Good
Root
dude.
For that guy, man. I got to go during a week. I can't go in a week. I'm busy every weekend.
Yeah, I can't go during a week.
Weekends are generally better for your boy.
I'm not a big fan of traveling from Loudoun County to D.C. for a 7 o'clock tip.
Yeah. Actually, I'm pretty open during the week and the weekends, now that I think about
it. You're pretty open usually.
My schedule's pretty wide open.
All right, thanks to Coach Chris Caputo. He did mention Coach Laviolette. He'll join us at 9 o'clock here on the Junkies. Don't want to miss the Caps head coach John Feinstein at 8. So we are packed on a football Friday on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on the TV side on NBC Sports Washington. It is a Football Friday, and of course it is championship weekend, 3 o'clock, Lurch's Niners. Head to Philly to take on the Eagles, who had an unbelievable year. With Jalen Hurts under center, they lost just one game.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the Niners have been rolling now for the better part of 3 months. Haven't lost a game. They lose just one game with Christian McCaffrey in the backfield?
Yeah,
I think they just lost once with McCaffrey that trade.
I think that was the Kansas City game. That was the first one he got in there. So they were just trying to implement him into the offense. So
but now you've got Christian McCaffrey injury issues heading into this game. He's got a dinged up calf.
Yeah, I mean, I think he'll be fine. Certainly not 100%. None of these players are 100% as you get into January. But luckily they got Mitchell. They got Elijah Mitchell behind him, and he's kind of a spark back. But McCaffrey, everything runs through McCaffrey, so they got to be able to use him whenever they want.
Listening to Jason LaConfora from CBS Sports Odyssey NFL Insider on the show yesterday, he kind of swayed me to think, you know what, Philly's probably just going to handle him, that Brock Purdy
will finally
against the Eagles defense, it's going to be just too much for him. But the one thing that I'm intrigued by is I saw a couple days ago on one of these shows, all the rushing stats for the San Francisco 49ers defense, they're number one in every category, like runs over 10 yards, runs per carry, everything.
Correct.
And Philly had almost 300 yards rushing the ball against the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
As good as they can pass, and they're a good passing team with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and Jalen Hurts maturing as a passer. They like to run the football. And if San Francisco can take that away, it could be very interesting.
Well, I mean, that's what they're looking to do. I mean, with that front four and Bosa trying to get pressure on Hurts and those linebackers, Greenwall and Warner, are just so fast.
Mm-hmm.
But if they can't and Hurts is able to kind of sit back there and do what he wants with those two receivers they got, I mean, we were talking about number two receivers and Devontae. They probably have two number ones.
They do have two number ones.
They got two number ones.
Like Devontae Smith had close to 100 catches.
Right. They had
the
pretty much equal targets.
Right.
And Tre'Davious Ward, who's one of the corners for San Francisco, he tends to kind of get beat deep down the sidelines.
Right.
And I can see Devontae doing that or A.J. Brown doing that. So, and then they got Goddard, too. They got guys they can throw to. They've just got to be able to get pressure on Hurts. Easier said than done, I get it, but that's the key.
Yeah, right, I think if they struggle running the ball, I don't think Sirianni's just going to keep slamming the ball up the middle and getting 2.5 or 3 yards.
No, that's not the way they're going to do it.
He's going to utilize those outside weapons.
Correct.
Especially if that's the weak point of the Niners' defense.
Correct. And this will be the toughest environment that Purdy's seen. This will be it. It doesn't help that Debo said that Niners fans are louder than Eagles fans.
Yeah, that's doesn't usually work out well when you go into a hostile environment.
Because the Eagles fans are going to they'll jump all over that.
How'd that work for Trevor Lawrence when he said that Jacksonville was just as loud as Arrowhead?
Right.
Didn't really work out so well.
But, it always comes down to quarterback. And Purdy hasn't been in a situation where he's got to come from behind and, 7 or 10 points down and have a huge drive to tie a game or take a lead late. And he might have to do that on Sunday. So, I don't know. I'm a little concerned based on the team that they're playing, the environment, and we're just waiting for Purdy to have that seventh-round pick type of game.
That step-back type of game.
And this might be it.
Mm. My squeaky leaner is to take the Eagles laying the 2.5 at home.
A lot of people like that.
Less than 3 points. I feel like that's a borderline gift. I would just have to take the Eagles here. My tingle play. That's my tingle play du jour.
I just put this up as the Junkies poll of the day presented by Van Meter Homes. Follow us on Twitter at Junks Radio. You can vote there. Who wins on Sunday? So would it be Philly and KC, Philly and Cincy, San Francisco and KC, San Francisco and Cincy? So let's get to the second game.
Well, hold on real quick. I just want to say this about Purdy. If Purdy does play well, doesn't turn the ball over, and you know how they played against Dallas, right? They converting third downs, running that play clock all the way down to one, just burning it up and just trying to keep it away from Dallas. If Purdy does play well and they win, he's the first rookie quarterback ever to play in a Super Bowl.
It would be pretty impressive.
He's the fourth, I believe, to play in a conference championship.
I'm rooting hard for him.
I thought David Woodley did it. No?
I don't think so. I think Woodley
David
was a rookie.
Woodley, was he a second-year guy? He might have been a second-year guy.
I'm pretty sure Purdy would be the first rookie to play in a Super Bowl.
Junkies poll of the day presented by Van Meter Homes. Let's get to the second game. LaConfora did sell me on Cincinnati winning. They've won three in a row, and then he went through the matchups, and he said Joe Burrow in the three receiver personnel against the defense that he's going to face. It has a quarterback rating of like 150.
Mm-hmm.
That The Chiefs defense against the 11 personnel, which I guess is three receivers, one running back. They are ranked like 28th. All the numbers he gave me swayed me to think Cincinnati's going to win, and they've won three in a row. But it's so hard to pick against Mahomes and KC.
Yeah, I think if Mahomes is 75% or better, I still have to lean the Chiefs. I mean, you're talking about a guy who lost his top offensive weapon in Tyreek Hill during the offseason, and he didn't bat an eye. He just leaned more into throwing the ball to Travis Kelce and putting up big numbers with him and just incorporating whoever he had, whether it's Jerick McKinnon out of the backfield or Mecole Hardman or Juju at wideout. Like, he just made it work somehow. So I have a hard time picking against the Chiefs at Arrowhead, even though the recent history is leans towards the Bengals.
This would be four straight if Cincinnati could do it.
Woodley was in his third year, actually.
With he was.
Yeah, Purdy would be the first rookie. Who knows how gimpy he's going to be running around out there. Cincinnati's certainly going to do whatever they can to kind of force him out of the pocket and make him run. I think if Pacheco has a really good game, it's going to be tough to beat them. But, man, if there's one guy who can do it, it's Joe Burrow.
I mean, I don't want Kansas City to win because that means more of Jackson Mahomes and his chicanery.
Yeah, exactly.
I just don't need that in my life. But I think the Chiefs are going to pull this one out. And I like the over. But again, I always like overs, and I usually miss.
Yeah,
they usually don't come through.
48. It's funny because the Chiefs started out the week as the slight favorite, and then it flip-flopped. The Bengals were a favorite for a couple days, and now it's flip-flopped back. The Chiefs are at 1.5 right now. So.
Right. Once people started seeing Mahomes is actually moving around, looked okay at practice.
Yeah.
So betting lines were moving.
Yes.
So, Valdez, did you see the page? One of the page stories this week was about how Joe Burrow stealing your girlfriend. is he like the number one like hot guy for chicks now?
Is that my specialty? I'm on the hot guy beat.
Well, you're a page.
I think he might be because my daughter is not into the NFL. She's a Caps fan. She likes her some Joe Burrow.
Is he a good looking dude?
I think he's a good looking guy.
Is he?
I tease Julian. I'm like, what do you like about him? The fact that he's a stud quarterback and he's going to make $800 million during his career. Are these things that women like?
He's the hot guy, right? That everyone's glomming onto.
Yeah.
But I feel like Justin Herbert is a good-looking kid, isn't he?
He's not as dreamy as Joe Burrow.
Is that true?
Justin Herbert's got the acne. He's got the wilder hair. Joe Burrow's like, middle America, wholesome
boy next door,
blue eyes, blonde hair, quarterback stud. I think he's higher in the good-looking rankings than Justin Herbert.
Wasn't he on draft day like at his parents' house? Do you guys remember that?
Yes. So,
and he was like in his nubby bedroom.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was in his bedroom, but he was sitting on the couch.
They showed like his bedroom. It was just like a typical teenage boy.
I mean, he's not a rich silver spoon kid.
Right.
I mean, he grew up in Nub, small town Ohio. Oh,
yep.
Right.
Was it Athens, Ohio?
I think it was Athens. That was his high school.
Well, I think Joe Burrow is known for his swag.
Correct. The cigar, kind of the hair.
Well, he's a guy that would wear a suit with no shirt.
Yeah. He's like the white version of Kyle Kuzma almost.
Right. And he's got like a little flavor to him.
Yeah. Joe Burrow,
sure.
Herbert's kind of a dork, like off the field a little bit. I love him, but he's not.
What team was Justin Herbert a member of? Somebody blew up like a big picture of him, like in high school. He was a member of like some super nerdy like club, and I can't remember what it was off the top of my head. But yeah, I think Joe Burrow's just cooler than Justin.
Does
Herbert.
He have like a celebrity like model girlfriend or like what's his story?
I don't know.
Do we know? Let me type that in. I'm just curious.
Herbert was the Sheldon High School Fishing Club president.
Okay, that's what it was.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, look.
There's a picture of that big nerd like holding up a fish.
Yeah, you know what?
I like fishing, but who's in a fishing club?
I'll put the picture up on our Instagram page. Sports Junkies Radio, follow us there. Yeah, I just found the picture of him holding the big fish.
I guarantee you Joe Burrow wasn't the president of his fishing club at his high school. He was cooler.
He's dating a TikTok model, Olivia Holzmacher.
I don't know who that is.
Neither do I.
Which one is?
Because I'm not
Burrow?
On the ticker talker.
Kelce Flame.
No. But that would be a lot of money.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I'd approve if Joe Burrow showed up at the house.
The news today in the New York Post is Dak's new girlfriend. He's dating a girl from LSU.
Swimmer.
Swimmer, yeah.
Which she's Dak like is kind of old to be dating a high school girl.
I think it's a little old. It's a little creepy.
Is he 30?
She's 20. He's 29.
All right, he's 10 years old.
They're saying it's not serious.
Never mind.
Look at Drab's smile.
That's in the wheelhouse. That's all good.
Yeah, that's fine. A decade age difference she's works.
20. I mean, I think it's fine, but it's a little weird.
So who do you guys think is going to be the Super Bowl matchup? I'm going to go Cincy against the Eagles.
I'm going to go Chiefs, Eagles. Eagles.
I obviously am hoping that San Francisco, and since I would like them to play Cincinnati. That'd be the third time they play Cincinnati in Super Bowl.
I also need that matchup.
But I think Philly's going to win.
I think it's going to be Philly
Chiefs.
I need my
matchup because I'm a quarterback draft snob, and I can't have Brock Purdy advancing to the Super Bowl as the last pick in the draft. It's bad for my personal brand. So I need him to just – I need his Cinderella run to come to an end in Philadelphia this weekend.
I mean, if he ends up going to the Super Bowl and winning the Super Bowl – as the last pick in the, I mean, you can make a movie about that.
Oh, it's a fantastic story.
Yeah. It might just be too good to be true.
And I don't want that story to happen.
But I don't put anything past Kyle Shanahan. I mean, a guy can coach his ass off, and the defense is legit. And if they can keep that game in the low 20s, right, anything can happen.
I don't expect Purdy to throw up all over himself by any stretch. I think he'll keep him competitive. I just think Philly's really good.
They are good. They're really good.
It's going to be a
tough
ass.
They can get after the quarterback. They got, you know, legit weapons outside. They can run the ball with Sanders and Hurts.
And think about
Goddard over the middle.
Think about all the big games that Jalen Hurts has played, like, in his career.
Tons.
He's going to be ready.
Yep. He's not afraid of the pressure. He's been there many times.
Now you're going to be on your way back from Poughkeepsie.
No, I'll be home by then.
Oh, you will be.
Yeah, I'll be home by 3. I'll leave early.
All right, good.
I'll leave early.
You'll be able to see those teams.
Oh yeah. I'll have a nice scotch on the rocks.
Ugh.
Enjoy the game.
Not a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then, I mean, this is the last weekend of when you have a day of football. Super Bowl Sunday's in 2 weeks.
It's a very sad portion of the calendar.
But then it's done, and you're not going to see football again until September.
Hey, you get Pro Bowl weekend.
No, thanks.
What are they doing? Are they doing
dodgeball?
Are they doing flag football?
Yeah.
Flag. I think the Manning brothers are the coaches.
Man, the Mannings are, I give them credit. Those dudes, they're all over the place. They're doing their Manning cast. They're doing a million spots for Caesars on TV. Yeah. They're in the Pro Bowl mix.
They're big on ESPN.
They're
plus,
doing everything. Yeah,
I think they still are doing, like, Manning does his NFL bit, and Eli does the college football places.
They did a hangout, yeah. I think, recently. I think it was, like, this past week. I think it was in New Orleans with both Mannings and the Pops, like a big Fanatics branded event where I'm sure they signed a bunch of swag and they get a big fat check from Fanatics to show up and hawk their gear. I mean, those guys are killing it.
No, but this is what you have now that football is ending. You got Goff on the weekend, Pebble Beach next weekend. Looking forward to that. And then, of course, Super Bowl Sunday, they're out in Scottsdale. Waste management. So those are the things to look forward to. Golf is your number two.
Like, you like it more than NBA, NHL, college hoops, college football.
No.
You might like college football more.
Hey, you know what else? College football, definitely. You know what else is
I just look forward to, especially in January and February and March, I look forward to, once the tournament starts, I love that, college hoops, but I just look forward to watching golf for 4 days.
The XFL is looming. You're going to be a big DC Defenders follower.
Right, just give me fatties.
They're back.
Just give me some fatties.
Do we know who's their marquee guy? Like, does he have one?
I'd have to look at the roster.
Is the XFL the one, or was it the other league that was going, like, all in on, like, Maryland players? I think it was the other league.
USFL?
One of them.
I'm not sure.
One of them was going all in on locals.
Okay.
That was the move. I would go.
Sure.
Jason went.
I'd go to Applebee's.
It was a good time.
I went once.
But you didn't get food, right? Weren't you expecting like a big hookup in the suite?
I was expecting some.
And it was just nuts.
And it wasn't good.
Hey, maybe this time around. You never know.
Who's their quarterback?
Tiamu.
For DC Defenders?
Yeah. Jordan Tiamu. Ole Miss.
Oh, okay.
He's had a cup of coffee.
I need you to wear some Seattle Sea Dragons gear in here. I'm disappointed I haven't seen it yet. That's your squad.
I don't see him on the roster.
I don't know. That's what I Googled.
I thought Eric King was the quarterback.
He's also there, and Eric Dungy.
Eric Dungy from Syracuse, I believe.
Yep. I must be looking something different.
I don't know. I'm looking at an article that says DC Defenders 2023 roster breakdown.
JP's looking it up on his iPhone 2. So he might not be able to see what he's reading.
Yeah, I can see it. Out. It's the same as you looking at your laptop.
Hey, Vince McMahon's XFL was going on.
Right.
Thank you.
By the way, is that true that The Rock is considering buying WWE or whatever it's called? Did you see that report?
I didn't see that, but I would think that would be more money than The Rock has.
Is he in deeper pockets than the Saudis?
I think in the billions, right? For WWE, would that make sense?
Definitely.
Maybe $5 billion? Wow, maybe $5 billion?
It's a multi-billion dollar enterprise. Yeah.
Scorpion King doesn't have that kind of money.
Yeah, but he could be the lead
guy. He's got deep pockets, though.
He could be the lead guy.
All right, coming up next, we will give you our winners, hopefully, in our Junkies Weekend Parlay here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We're packed on a Friday. John Feinstein joins us at 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Peter LaViolette, head coach of your Caps, at 9 o'clock. Michael Lombardi on the NFL at 9:20. Always love his take on the team here in Washington. Interesting to see what he thinks about the ownership situation and what's going to happen.
Yeah, 100%. And so we'll get his picks, too, for the games.
Michael Lombardi coming up at 9:20. Right now, though, time for our Junkies Weekend Parlay, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook, and the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan.
I see McElroy and Patrick Reed, both 6-under. Am I reading that right?
Yes.
Both 6-under.
Right. I don't think they're going to be paired together.
They're not? Okay.
The way it's playing out?
The way it's playing out, I don't think so.
Oh. Want to watch that. All right. So let's go to Mr. Valdez. We'll let him kick it off.
It's still interesting because they're like on the putting green together. They're teeing off right around each other. You know, they got
to
be walking around.
But if
around
it was cordial
other.
When they talked to each other in the locker room or wherever, it's probably going to be fine.
They're pros. They'll get past it.
Yeah. The guy dropped the tee.
He flicked the tee.
He actually said, and I believe him, that he was just flicking a tee because it was in his pocket.
No chance. He looked at McElroy and flicked it right out.
You're a Patrick Reed defender. Every time we talk about cheating, you always defend him on the cheating.
I just don't know. I mean, it's hard for me to imagine these guys cheating.
You're a Reed guy.
I'm not a Reed guy. I'm not.
All right, Valdez.
I'm only a Reed guy when I take him on my pools.
I mean, I've missed 100 putts with Valdez at the Purple Heart Opens. He's never flicked a tee at me in anger.
No, I always encourage you, Cakes.
You do. You're very.
And then Joan on you behind your back.
I understand. That's usually the way Joaning works.
The Farmers Insurance. There's a full tournament matchup that's going on right now, so it's at the end of the fourth round, which is Saturday, by the way, not Sunday.
Right.
Justin Rose over Keegan Bradley.
Right. +116.
+116. It goes off at 12:18, Jason. So they're both one under. Keegan kind of struggled on the north course in the wind. Rose shot, I think, 2 under yesterday on the same course in the wind. Rose likes Torrey Pines. I think he has a lot more, has a better history than Keegan at Torrey. So I'm going to go Rose to finish better than Keegan at the Farmers Insurance.
Right. +116. +116. All right. It's close. All right.
By the way, I was doing a lot of lauding for Valdez's help with my DraftKings DFS Farmers Open Insurance lineup after day one. Day two, we gave a little bit back.
I can't help when JJ Spawn shoots 8 over.
Hey, these things happen.
Did you have Buckley in? Because
Buckley was in too.
Two guys missed cuts out of six. It's not great.
Yeah. Well, Will Zalatoris putted like my grandmother. So I'm out in my survivor pool.
That's
so
not
bitter.
Great.
I'm so bitter. I paid $50 for this pool. I'm out in the second week.
That hurts.
How bitter I am about that.
I know. You're
very
salty.
You don't have to worry about it in February through December.
So I don't have to worry about it. All right, Mr. Cahill, what do you like this weekend?
We're going to go down and west to Melbourne, Australia.
Oh.
Sorry, you picked me first.
I was going to take Cici Pas to win the first set +190, but go ahead.
I think we're thinking similar. I think Cici Pas is going to win a set, but Djokovic is going to win 3-1. That's a +250.
All right, hold on.
They played in Roland Garros in 2021, and Cici Pas won the first two sets, had a meltdown, and kind of ruined the rest of his season.
Yes, he did.
But this is going for number one in the world. I think it's going to be a fun match. I will probably be sleeping, as will everybody listening. But Djokovic, he'll win 3-1. That's +250. I really like this bet. Even though he has not lost a set yet in Melbourne.
Mm. Set betting, let's see.
Click 3-1. On popular, and it's one of the first ones, set betting 3-1.
Yeah, I see it, +250. All right,
EB and I went out for romantic dinner at Melbourne, Florida, about 9 or 10 years ago.
Was it that long ago?
I think a Nats spring training road trip. Yeah.
It was the same.
Let me guess, the woods?
No, we actually went to a steakhouse in downtown Melbourne, Florida.
They had like nice menus and everything.
Yeah. I think we might have played footsie under the table.
What were the rest of us doing?
I don't know.
Just going to the burger joint?
Not sure.
I remember. I think it was the time when Drabby wrecked the car. Like he backed into something.
Maybe it was.
That true.
Yeah.
All right. Who's up next?
You can wheel. Up next.
All right. I'll go next.
Reconfigure.
I got a Joe Mixon alt play. So at +140, it's not as tasty as Drab's play. But at +140, I like Joe Mixon over 70 yards. If you look at last week against Buffalo, we ran for 105 yards. I know everybody's talking about Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and Higgins and the passing offense, but Mixon is key. Last year when they played the Kansas City Chiefs, he went for 88 yards on 21 carries in the 27-24 win. So I'm feeling good about 70 yards for Joe Mixon, which I think is pretty reasonable.
All right, Joe Mixon, 70 alt rushing yards, 70 plus, +140.
Don't pick me.
Okay. Then I got to go here. All right, I'm just going to go under the 46.5 in the Eagles-Niners game. I just two really good defenses. Niners obviously going to try and run the ball, burn clock. I just don't see the Eagles exploding in the 30s. I think this will be a lower scoring game. That's certainly what the Niners are hoping. So I'll go under the 46.5. In the NFC Championship game, 3 o'clock on Sunday.
One of the rare times I actually like an under, because those two teams are going to strangle the life out of that game and try to get that game over as quickly as possible.
Mr. Valdez, I just tried to enter Justin Rose on the tournament betting. They are not allowing that play. Just want to
cross out.
They know it's a winner.
Let you know.
Denied.
So give me another play. All right, and then let's go to Mr. Bickle. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at all kinds
so
of
far
stuff.
We got Hurts +125 anytime touchdown, Mixon alt rushing yards over 70, Novak 3-1 +250 under the 46.5 in the NFC Championship game.
All right, I'll just
you gave my pick, but that's fine. I didn't give my Jalen Hurts pick.
I know
he didn't give it officially on the air.
Oh,
he
I'm
gave
sorry.
It behind the scenes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all good. It's fine.
All right, so your play is Jalen Hurts to score +125.
Is FanDuel actually giving me +125 for Jalen Hurts to take the ball and put it across the goal line like he did 13 times during the regular season? Are you telling me what the number is?
I think that's what that means.
He's going to take this football, and he's going to put it across the goal line, and I'm getting plus money for it?
Mm-hmm.
That's the easiest bet of the weekend. I mean, I might do that one just on my own.
We'll put your whole account
on it. That might be a solo act bet for me.
All right. Mr. Bickle, what are you looking at?
I'm just looking at various props, player props or whatever. I think I'm just going to go with, I'm getting plus money on it. I'll take George Kittle anytime touchdown, plus 185.
Purdy does like Purdy likes
him.
Way.
Yeah, I think he's thrown seven to him since he's been starting.
Yeah,
why you guys are picking a lot of touchdown scores for having an under in that game.
I know.
How many have we picked? We picked Hurts.
Just Hurts and Kittle.
Hurts and
so
Kittle.
That's 14 points.
Yeah, I mean.
And it's on different teams.
Yeah, right? I think that's reasonable.
It doesn't matter. It's this thing's
you don't
not
like
winning
Kittle's
anyway.
Score?
Don't matter.
Huh?
I don't know. He might, but it's fine. You're just going to have to thread the needle.
I mean, the teams are going.
We try
to score.
And thread the needle every week.
You know what? All right. Since you guys are playing touchdowns, I'll switch mine to the over 46.
Trouble. I sense trouble now.
That's what we'll do.
You're going against your blink.
I have my change too. John Rahm to finish top five.
Why
plus
are you
150.
Changing? Why?
Because mine. They won't allow mine.
Take.
Yeah, they won't allow
mine. Okay. All right. So Valdez goes Rahm top five
plus 150.
All right, John Rahm plus
a lot of plus numbers on this bet.
All right, that's finally in. All right, so we've got Jalen Hurts to score, George Kittle to score, over 46 in that game. We've got Novak 3-1 over Tsitsipas plus 250. Over 46 and a half. John Rahm top five plus 150. $6 will pay you $1,040.
So 1,000 chop six ways. I'll take 150-ish bucks.
160?
180. I don't know. Ish. I said ish. I can only do so much radio math on the fly.
Hey, she don't like Kittle to score a touchdown?
What are you talking about? I just said Purdy has a nice connection with
he
him.
Could.
I
like
but it. But I mean, Travis Jones, I'm feeling
you're not
defensive.
Even listening to what I'm saying. Of course I like George Kittle to score a touchdown.
Because he picked
the under.
Yeah, I picked the under. I mean, anything can happen.
Wait, they're not going to score a touchdown?
I switched it. I'm going over 46 and a half.
This pick.
So we're all on the same page.
I think we had a total of 14 points. That's not threading the needle.
It doesn't matter. It's not going to win.
I'm going to hit mine.
Okay, you might, but the parlay will not win is my point.
I can't help you guys pick losers. I'm going to hit mine.
Coming up next.
We're in.
Fridays with Feinstein as we talk to the best-selling author here on The Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.